As part of his working visits to all the 10 regions, President Mahama has made it a point to meet and interact with tertiary students. He uses such platforms to spell out his vision for the educational sector, which consumes about one-third of the national budget. The University of Mines and Technology is the only one of its kind in Africa and produces professionals ready for the job market. Unfortunately, the university is located in a region whose landscape is being destroyed by illegal mining, according to the Vice Chancellor of the University, Professor Jerry Kuma. The situation has prompted the school to introduce courses on the adverse effects of illegal mining.
Following the activities of the Interministerial Task Force to flush out foreigners and illegal small-scale miners, UMAC and a counterpart university in the UK, the University of Surrey, were commissioned by the International Growth Centre to research and present a paper on the informalization of Ghana's small-scale gold mining economy, drivers and policy implications. A report on this will be presented to the Minister of Lands and Natural Resources by the middle of next month.
President Mahama acknowledged that education is critical to transforming the economy. He said one university that gives the country value for money is the University of Mines and Technology. President Mahama stressed the need for faculties to tailor their courses to suit the job market.
This economy is demanding a new set of skills. It's demanding technical skills. It's demanding technicians. It's demanding engineers, mechanical engineers. It's demanding petroleum engineers. When you're producing UMAC's population of 2,000 engineers, mining technologists and all that, and then you're producing 20, 30,000 marketing graduates, business administration graduates, the point is, you will come out of the university with a degree, but does the economy have the capacity to absorb trainees in that sector? And the answer is no.
The Ghana National Petroleum Corporation, GNPC, is to collaborate with the Petroleum Engineering Department of the university to make it a center of excellence that will specialize in upstream, midstream, and downstream petroleum engineering. The Petroleum Engineering Department of the University of Mines and Technology is fairly new and training young people to man the country's oil and gas sector.